Blog Talk Radio.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Shabbat Shalom, and welcome back. Welcome back to the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, which is sponsored by Blog Talk Radio. I'm your sister, Georgia. Today, family, is October 21st, 2018, and we're getting ready to get back into our Father's Word. We have titled today's lesson. This is part two, The Lord God is One. I pray everyone had a chance to listen to the first lesson we had yesterday. We're going to continue this series because, family, it's so important to get this. For some reason in today's world, we have changed who the Father is, who His people are, and even where we're going to heaven. All these things have been changed because the simplicity in the Father, the simplicity of what He's saying has been lost and been taught to us by the wisdom of man instead of the wisdom of the Spirit. So we're going to go into these scriptures to prove who the word Lord, the word God in the scripture, who are they really speaking of? Who are His people? The Father says, I change not. So we cannot change the understanding of our Father and what His word says just because people who teach by flesh choose to all come together in agreement and teach us all the same nonsense. So let's give thanks and praise to our Father before we get started, family. Dear Heavenly Father, we come together across the four corners of the earth by the Spirit, Father, by the Spirit that was given to us, the Comforter, that gives us peace every day. We come together to worship, Father, and to give You praise, to bless Your name. Father, we ask for a blessing for everyone under the sound of my voice. Let Your Spirit flow, Father. Let the dry bones continue to wake up. Let that mighty army that is clothed with the full armor, which is the Spirit, those who have taken off the old man and now are flowing in the inner man, which is the Spirit, Father, where You will reign on this earth. Your word says, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we give You praise, we give You honor, and all glory belongs to You. In Yahushua's name we pray. Thank You. All right, family, let's get started. Let's get started. Remember, family, remember, 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1, it says, In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. So we're going to go many parts in the scripture, old and new, so that the Father's word can be established, what He's saying. Okay, I'm going to take everybody. We left off yesterday reading, out of the book of, John. John 14. I want to read verses 8 to 24. We're going to continue. So I'll pick up back at beginning at verse 8, okay, of John 14. Read along with me. Open up your Bibles. Make sure that you know that it's not my words. This is the Father's word. So, verse 8 of John 14 reads, Philip said unto him, and he's speaking to Jesus, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the work. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. Or else believe me for the very work's sake. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he do also. Greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. I want to stop there. whether you realize it or not, what the Father has given Yahushua for us is a commandment. The Father now wants that mediator, the only mediator between the Heavenly Father and His people, is the one that came in the flesh vessel that dwelt with us. But in Him, in Jesus, in Yahushua, was the Father's Spirit. Remember, Emmanuel means God with us. So by the flesh, He has determined to His people who are now in flesh, but they're still spirit from the beginning. Now they will be obedient and go by way to the Father through Jesus, through the one that was on the earth, that said in the Word. That's a commandment. Now, you don't have to go to these temples and all these things, but now I left my Son, which is His Spirit, the Father's Spirit, taken out of Him and placed in this vessel known as Jesus. Emmanuel, God with us, the prophecy that He would be born. Okay? So He dwelt among us, and He is going to dwell in us, according to Scripture, which He did upon the resurrection. The Spirit now had to come back. We're going to read about it. Let's continue reading. Verse 11. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for thy work's sake, for thy very work's sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. That's a commandment. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. So this big lie that the world, oh, you see, it was God in the old covenant. He had Israel, but see, Jesus, he's taking everybody. No. The Son is part of the Father. The Heavenly Father to Yahushua was given to us in the garden when man became a living spirit. I'm going to get all these scriptures together for you. I'm going to line them up pretty for you. But if you're flowing by spirit, you're going to understand this. So he says, the world can't receive what I'm getting ready to give to you, which is the Spirit of truth. That's just part of the Father's Spirit. But you can receive it. Not only will you receive it, but he, the Spirit of truth, will dwell with you and shall be in you, the Comforter. Yahushua said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. The world likes to break things up in God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. What was God Old Testament covenant? It was Jesus' New Testament covenant. And they keep switching up the people, switching up this one deity. We're going to read scripture that will tell you there is no other God but me. So we're taking this one entity who says, I change not. I'm the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I gathered you out of Egypt, and I will regather you, same people, from the four corners of the earth. He's not looking to save everybody in the world, because they're all not his, only the children of the Spirit. And that's within Israel. That's within Israel as well. Not everybody in Israel will make it, but those by the Spirit, those who do the Father's will, those who love him, keep his commandments, those who hear. Okay? So let's keep reading what he says. He says in verse 18, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. This is the Trinity, where the Father's same Spirit has gone through the mediator, from the mediator to us, like in the beginning. He is going to regather those spiritual ones right back to him. But it will not be a regathering of spiritual people in a physical, set apart location on this earth anymore, because your bodies are the vessels, are the temple that the Father will dwell in. It's not in a location. So if somebody tells you, lo, he's over here, this is where salvation is, go here, go there, America's Babylon is getting ready to get destroyed, so you got to go here, go. Don't pay attention to the ones that look by sight or try to give you signs by what they see. Don't go with that one, because everything, look, the kingdom cometh without observation. It's a spiritual change that takes place. Once upon receiving the Father, you become a new creature, because you're not like you were before, looking at things in the flesh, leaning on the flesh, making idols. You're fornicating. You're an adulterous woman when you make the things of this world greater than what the Father has told you. He told you spiritual things. Many people still dwell on the physical things. The Shabbat is this day. We have to do this Passover. We have to wear these garments. Everything has become what the eyes can see. That's a man. That's a woman. Woman, be quiet. Man, teach. No, the Father says there's no difference between men, women, male, female, Greeks, whatever. But he was talking about, because his people were already scattered many times prior to him saying this, all my children, because they're children of the Spirit. But the division goes within Israel. The world never was included in this gathering, but the people of the covenant, who should have known better, the parable of the wheat and tare, while the children were sleeping, while they were in their ignorant state, the enemy came in. He planted his seed right there with the righteous, and now it's right in the family. But the Father says, yet a little while, the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, ye perceive me, you're going to hear me, because I live, ye shall live also. His Spirit's going to come back. Okay, when his Spirit came back, he came back with Ephesians 2, us, our spiritual bodies that were with him. And that day ye shall know that I am in the Father, and ye in me, and I in you. All three of us are the same Spirit. Okay? He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my saying. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. We keep hearing about this true Trinity. And the Trinity is the people, Yahushua, and the Father, because we all have the same Spirit. The world didn't get the Spirit of our Father. He said, these children of the flesh, these are not my children. but the children of the Spirit. Right there, he was talking about the two seeds that came from Adam, talking about, what's his name? I want to say Esau, but it wasn't Esau. Give me a second. Cain and Abel. Abel had the spirit from the father. Cain had the serpent's, or the devil's spirit. Cain went into the world because the world he could deal with, just like Esau could deal with the world. They had the world spirit, Satan's spirit. I pray y'all getting this. Listen, let's go a little further, because if you don't realize that we've always been dealing with one entity, whether it come in flesh of Melchizedek, Jesus, whatever vessel it took, the Father came many times, okay? But the people didn't always hear. But it's recorded that Abraham, he was glad at my coming when Melchizedek came, which was God or Jesus, because those are just vessels. Just like we went back through the regeneration and Jesus says, this same John is Elisha. Because we look at the vessel, he's talking spiritual things. The spirit of Elijah now was in the vessel of John the Baptist. Come to understanding this, family, or you will be deceived. Go to 1 Timothy 2:5. I'm going to read a couple verses here and there. I'm going to go to Old Covenant, New Covenant. The Father's word is not changing. He told you, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. 1 Timothy 2:5, it reads, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, that man, Jesus Christ. He said that because there's only one spirit. God is a spirit, according to the book of John. There's only one spirit, and there's only one way to the Father, and that's through the Son. So there's only one mediator between the Father and his people, but it had to come in through the flesh. The word that was manifested in flesh now dwells with us. Remember, God with us, Emmanuel, but it had to come in this dimension in a flesh body. So that is what people call Jesus. That is the mediation. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the light. Okay? That was the Father's mediator or path back to him through this vessel named Jesus. But it was God dwelling with us. Oh, family, I pray y'all getting this. Remember, he said, preparest thou me a body. Preparest thou me a body. He had to come in this dimension by way of flesh. He called Jesus his son because it was a portion of his spirit placed in this vessel. So you got the parental, then you got the child spirit taken out, a portion of him taken out. He came and he dwelt on this earth. Now, if we believe upon him after seeing him, okay, remember Philip? You don't know me? You're talking about show you the Father? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. But not by sight, by spirit, because it's the spirit of the Father. Go to Isaiah 44:6, family. Thus said the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first. I am the last. And beside me, there is no God. We will read that again and break it down a little bit, family. This is, we've read first out of 1 Timothy 2:5, and the Father lets you know, for there is one God, and there's one way, there's one mediator between the Father, the Spirit, and flesh. That man, Jesus, his vessel was flesh, but his spirit was the Father. That was Timothy telling you this truth. Now we go to Isaiah in Old Covenant. 44:6, it reads, thus said the Lord, the King of Israel. We know that title is for Jesus. But Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Okay, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. This is Isaiah speaking of this. He's speaking of God the Father. Okay, but he tells you thus said the Lord, the King of Israel. So he's speaking of God. And he says, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, he's still speaking of God, which we know as Jesus. He says of them, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. I am the only one. We have only been dwelling and dealing with that is the main spirit. That is the Father. That is God. We have only been able to witness by eyesight Jesus. But he let everybody know, especially those who were of the seed, of the spirit, Philip. Philip, I've been with you so long, you don't know. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Not by looking at his physical form, but his spiritual. So we know that the Father says through his prophet Isaiah, I am the first, I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. This is an old covenant. So Jesus is nothing new. It's just a transformation to deal comfortably with the people. Because in old covenant under Moses, when the Father told the people to draw near, and there were thunder and lightning, the people, they got scared. They backed away. When Moses came, he came in. Spiritually, we're right here together because our spirit is not our own. It's of the Father. It's of our Heavenly Father. Go to Isaiah 43:11. Isaiah 43:11. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. In the New Covenant, Christianity will teach you, well, Jesus is the Savior of the world. But this is Isaiah speaking, and Isaiah is not speaking of what per se we call Jesus. He's speaking of God, and he's letting you know, I know you witness this vessel holding the Father's Spirit, but so that you know, the Father says, I, even I, am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. He's letting you know, I am the same spirit that the Bible declares. Usually said, I come in the volume of the book, but when he was telling the people that he is God in the flesh that dwells among us, okay? They couldn't receive it. They couldn't receive it because they're looking physical. But it's the same spirit of old covenant, new covenant, the same one today, the same one before, the same one forevermore. One spirit. This one spirit dwells in Yahushua. The same spirit dwells in us. Because we are one. That was the unity that I kept hearing the Father telling me day after day. Family, you got to get this understanding. There is only one way. But that's the commandment. Through Yahushua. Through the flesh. We are flesh vessels. For there is one God, one spirit, and there's one way, one mediator between the spirit and the flesh. That man, Jesus Christ, or the vessel that held the Father's Spirit, and he gave us a commandment, love the Father, honor and worship him. And then the other part of the law he gave us was love each other. But we got to know the truth in order to do all this. Because we got people loving devils out there. They don't know who they're supposed to love. They don't know who the Father is. They don't understand we're his creation. Because we had the Spirit given to us. The same Spirit that we saw dwelling in Jesus. But it was of the Father. One Spirit. Go to 1 Corinthians 8:6. But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. But if there's only one God and there is no other, go figure it out. I'm going to read it again. But to us, there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him. And one Lord Jesus Christ. This is the flesh way. By whom are all things, and we by him. Because they say Jesus was the Son of God and the Son of Man. We are going to remain in the flesh, but we're going to flow by the Spirit. So we're part of both of them. The vessel of Jesus was that mediator, was that way back to the Father, to where we can hear him. That's why the flesh was left behind, but we don't focus on the flesh. We focus on the Spirit that resurrected, that went back to the Father. And when he came back to give us our spiritual bodies, which were with them in Ephesians 1 and 2, he brought them back. Now we start hearing, and now we're connected back in the Father. Now the Father and the Son have made their abode in us and dwell with us. Now we start hearing. This is the prophecy of Joel. You're going to have these dreams. You're going to have these visions. You're going to be able to prophesy, teach. Now you're going to know the truth, and now you will be set free. Believe. But we have to get our minds straight when we put on this full armor by not being deceived by lies. Once your eyes have been opened, the scales have been removed, you will start understanding, like Paul, the things of the Spirit. Because all we've ever known was the things of the flesh. We're battling people, but really this is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual battle, family. Let me go and check my time, because I know my time. Okay, I got 2 minutes left. Let me see how far I can go with this. I got a lot. Okay, Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. In James 2:19, it reads, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. So James is telling us the same thing. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 43:10. Ye are my witnesses, said the Father, said the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. This is an Isaiah. I'm giving you these scriptures. You can read them again on your own. Go to Revelations 1:8. It reads, this is in the revelation of Jesus. I am Alpha and Omega, so he's letting you know I was in the beginning. I'm going to be the one in the end. The beginning, the ending, said it the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. We got 60 seconds, family. Jude 1:25. To the one wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Hallelujah. Isaiah 42:8. Am the Lord. That is my name. And my glory I will not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Mark 12:29. And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. John 10:30, I and my Father are one. I'm going to end it there, family. Go back to those scriptures I gave you. I got more. I got way more. Oh, my goodness. You guys, remember, two or three witnesses will every word be established. The Father's words can be true. I've given you several, too many, because we should know it by spirit. But I've given you a lot, and I'm going to give you way more, because you're going to get this and get this right. This understanding must be given so that you can be on that straight path and not into all the leaven and the worldly lies. We got to get this right. Hey, family, I'm glad that I was able to come to you. I thank the Father for that. Listen, keep me in your prayers as I will keep you in mine. Let's stay in spirit and in truth, praising and worshiping and serving our Father.